From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The winter storm that's affecting much of the eastern half of the nation today is forcing cancellation of thousands of airline flights. The Dallas-Fort Worth Airport has reopened after being shut down temporarily by ice. Oklahoma City's airport remains closed. Blizzard conditions are expected in Chicago, and Jose Santiago, the city's emergency management director, says high winds could produce massive waves along Chicago's Lake Michigan shoreline.
34-mile-hour winds with gusts up to 60 miles per hour at the shore is expected to create 14 to 18-foot waves with an occasional waves up to 25 feet.
Meteorologist Bruce Terry with the National Weather Service says the storm is having an impact from the Rocky Mountains through New England and into the south.
And I suspect when this is all said and done, there's going to be numerous power outages, lots of downed trees and power lines.
Gary Ellenbolt of South Dakota Public Broadcasting says the temperatures there are bitterly cold this morning.
There are some extremely cold temperatures, and when you factor in the wind, it is absolutely brutal. Tonight, without factoring in the wind, there are places in the western part of the state that could be looking at 30 degree below zero readings.
So what are people doing to prepare for that?
Basically, in South Dakota, you just kind of take it as it comes. You make sure you have the winter survival kit with you. There are places in the state where if the roads are open, you go to work anyway.
That's Gary Ellenbolt with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Tens of thousands of protesters are jamming the main square in Cairo for what organizers hope will be the largest anti-government demonstration yet there. Goal is to put more pressure on Egypt's President Hosni Mubarak to step down. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson says the crowd is still growing.
There definitely are more people in the square today than I've seen since this crisis began last week. There is not a single police officer that I've seen. It's the army as well as volunteers. I mean, they're basically patting people down. They're checking IDs over and over again, including Westerners, you know, just to make sure that they have no problems today.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Cairo. In addition to the quest for political reforms and human rights, NPR's Nathan Rott reports another factor fueling the protests sweeping Egypt and other countries in the Middle East is the rising price of food.
The United Nations says that international food prices have hit an all-time high, driven to record levels in part by drought in Russia, flooding in Pakistan, just bad crop growing weather worldwide. At the same time, demand for food is rising. People in fast-developing countries like China and India are purchasing more food, and the resulting squeeze helps drive up prices on staples like wheat, corn, and rice. In poor countries, like Egypt, those price hikes hurt. Nearly half of the population there lives on $2 a day. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Washington.
Stock prices are higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 73 points. The Nasdaq is up 25. This is NPR News from Washington. The Justice Department says it will appeal the ruling by a federal judge in Florida finding the new health care law to be unconstitutional. The judge says the law was an instance of Congress overstepping its authority. The White House says the judge's ruling was an instance of judicial overreaching. The ruling came in a challenge to the law by 26 states. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports Virginia's Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli is calling the ruling a victory for constitutional principles.
Ken Cuccinelli was the first attorney general to win a ruling from a federal judge in Virginia that a key provision in the new health care law was unconstitutional. That was last December. The judge in his case also refused to suspend the act's implementation pending appeal, so it couldn't interrupt the rollout of the legislation. Florida federal judge Roger Vinson has done the same, but unlike in Virginia, he ruled the entire act invalid. The case now heads to the Court of Appeals. Two federal judges in other states have upheld the law, which faces at least 20 legal challenges. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Washington.
A new study finds that a section of the brain involved in memory grew in size in older people who took brisk walks regularly for a year. Psychologist Art Kramer with the University of Illinois is senior author of the study. He says the exercise had a significant effect.
In essence, turning back the clock about 2 years for these individuals, both in terms of memory improvements and in terms of improvements in brain health.
Kramer says the study's findings suggest that even modest amounts of exercise by sedentary older adults can lead to improvements in memory. The research is published in today's edition of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.